Hello and welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of February 14th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. We are looking for our February patron, so if you want to jump on board, we're always looking for new patrons. We really appreciate all the support, and all of your support goes right back into the show for buying games and paying for hosting and all that fun stuff. And if you become a patron, you get early access to this here mini, sometimes often joked as a half or a third of a separate podcast. Sometimes it goes quite long, especially when I, you know, ramble like this. But you can get early access and direct access to your podcatcher with a exclusive Patreon RSS feed. So keep that in mind if you want to get this right into your podcatcher. So for the Gamers In, though, next week, or this week, I should say, I did have to push my Death's Door conversation due to our Inscription spoiler discussion. We did go into quite a lot of spoilers, and I think we had a pretty good discussion. It was pretty much its own podcast. It went quite long. And since then, I've actually dived into the Game Theories series of videos for Inscription, which details like another part of the game of like solving riddles and all that fun stuff, which actually isn't complete because it includes parts of the mod that is currently being developed. So I highly recommend you check those videos. They were suggested by Drowfear in the Discord, so definitely check those out. But this week we will have time to go over Death's Door, and I believe Jocelyn's going to check it out as well because it is on Game Pass, and we have 1 week until Horizon Forbidden West. And speaking of which, before that, I wanted to squeeze in Guardians of the Galaxy. It's a game that I've been holding on to since purchasing on Black Friday of last year. I played a chunk when I first got it, but ended up falling off pretty quick because of other games and such that were coming out. I think Halo was right around the corner. It actually might have derailed my playing of Guardians of the Galaxy. But I do really like what I've played so far. And I do want to talk about my visit to this Marvel standalone adventure. So I do plan on getting some time in it, and I'll talk about it this week, as well as Death's Door. As for news, you know, just coming off of the huge Nintendo Direct and all the fun that we had there, really not much to speak of as of recording this here mini, but I'm sure news will break by the time we record our main show. Looking at Summoner's Call, though, Valentine's Day special heroes are here, and we're ready to break them down, so we're going to go over them in detail. And we will check in on whether Eddie has found his 3DS, so look forward to that. As for upcoming video games, Lost Ark launches on February 11th, so hopefully you got some time in this weekend to play Lost Ark. It's available for everybody for free. I believe it had early access if you bought a Founders Pack. Rumbleverse is coming out on the 15th. Total War Warhammer 3 is coming out on the 17th, that's PC only. Horizon Forbidden West coming to PlayStation on the 18th. Destiny 2 The Witch Queen coming out on the 22nd, and Elden Ring coming out on the 25th. Now, let's move into the update corner for Tales of Arise, because I have played Tales of Arise, and we are likely in the final dungeon. I really feel that the way the game is sort of portraying what we're doing. And we return to Helvec 35. He wants us to kill the core of Rena. Essentially, that is what we need to do to stop the Great Spirit. The idea being, if you destroy the core, it will disperse the Great Spirit, the astral energy, and it won't allow it to reform. We need to use the Renus Alma to do this, and Helvec 35 tells us that the only way to use the Renus Alma is for Xion, the Maiden, to use it, which will kill her. Now, we also find out a part of the Great Spirit is within Xion, which is why she needs to die. There's a lot of dialogue, and it kind of glances over some core details, because this doesn't sit well with Elfin. He's like, no, we're not doing it. I promised Xion she'd survive. That's what we're doing. No one needs to die. We're going to solve this. Helvec 35 does say there is another option, but he's not going to allow it. As it would require great control of the Renus Alma. And the reason we're in this situation is that the person, Alfin and Naori, did not have control of the Renus Alma, which caused this problem, I guess, with the thorns. So, and then it destroyed the Renus Alma, and it took 300 years to remake. Alfin, as I said, does not want anyone to die. So after yelling at Helvec 35, who just kind of, well, he's not moving because he's in this tank, but he just kind of relents and says, you know what? Like, fine, do what you want. In a way, not in a like, you know, I'm done with you way, but more in like a, you know, you made a valid point. Basically, Alfin says, like, you're just an observer. You're dying in this tank, and that's all you're doing is observing. So why, we can do whatever we want, you know? Alfin says, like, I'd rather just wait here if you're asking me to willingly sacrifice Xion. And Helvec 35 is like, well, you're not going to relent, so go forth. I support you. I'll repair the ship. The reason Alfin is being so strong about this is because he can't leave unless they repair his ship, because they disabled it when they beamed them in. So the idea here is we need to wait for the ship to be fixed. So before we go to the core, so the core is what we're destroying, but we have to go to the core to get the Renes Alma. So the idea is the Renes Alma is at the core, and we need to go destroy the core because we want to save Danna. So I really feel like this is leading into some pre-final finale stuff here, because we get the traditional JRPG final discussions before the final battle. And this is what I wrote in my notes, literally. So the first discussion is between Dohalim and Kassara. So I have, oh my god, Dohalim and Kassara just kiss already. Law and Rinwell, just be best friends already. Like, seriously. Constantly bickering, yet best friends. I don't know. It's one of those things. And then you have Xion and Alfin. I say, oh my god, Xion, stop asking Alfin to let you die. It just makes Alfin give long, passionate speeches about saving everyone. Also, just kiss already. So, that's the vibe that they were giving off. And you know what? Maybe by the end, they'll all live happily ever after. We'll see. But after those discussions, we get back to Helvec 35, and I have here, man, Helvec 35 sure is a buzzkill. I mean, he's not a very passionate robot thing in a tank. So, it reminds me a little bit of Boba Fett. Just kidding. Rena is a husk. Just a big old pile of astral goop. Gross. That's what I wrote. So we get to Rena. It appears as though the surface, or what's left of the surface, has been is completely transformed into the goop we saw, like that silver lake we saw in Eldon Menencia. So it's just this astral goop. It's been completely mined. It's a void of life. Nothing there. We find a soul structure. We take a transporter down. We're in the dungeon. This is likely the last intact structure on Rena, and we're heading to the core. And I gotta say, this was a really tough dungeon. I used all my resources. Now, mind you, I did not restock before going in. That was a mistake, because I managed to get to the next cutscene, likely before a boss, where we find a mass grave of Renan bodies, sort of in the sense of, like, you know, in The Matrix, when Neo comes out of The Matrix, and he's in that, like, pod, and he's in goop, and he pulls the feeding tube out. It's kind of like that, just a bunch of these pods. And the reason it's a mass grave is they say, like, these Renans have been dead, long dead, but they're being preserved, but they're long dead. You know, the cutscene ends, and I'm thinking, oh, this is great. I can go heal up or whatever, or I can keep moving and hopefully there'll be another rest point. No, walk a few steps forward and it's time to battle a giant Zoogle. And that's where I left it. They had the healing part there. I used it, but then I walked back to do some monsters and get some equipment, and that completely exhausted all my cure points again. So I have to teleport out. I might do some side quests, get a few levels, because all the monsters are like level 51 and I'm like 49 right now. So, I'll have to go back and take a look at that, but that's where we stopped. That's going to stop the update quarter for this week. Hopefully next week we'll make a little more progress in the main story. I feel like we're getting to the end. Probably a couple more of these. Maybe we can wrap this up in February, take a bit of a break, and then pick a new game for the update corner. But not quite there yet, and I feel there's a little bit more to go, so we'll see how that goes. But that is going to do it for this mini. A little smaller this time around, an actual mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.